नमस्कार। हमारा देश और पूरा विश्व आज कोविड-19 की चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है। कोविड-19 अभी ख़त्म नहीं हुआ और कोविड-19 की तरफ लड़ाई करते करते इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन समथिंग कूल अमेजिंग एंड एंटरटेनिंग लिसन टू आवर पॉडकास्ट। हाई आई एम राजीव।
हाई आई एम अभिषेक एंड वी ब्रिंग यू आवर पॉडकास्ट बट वाई वी नेम्ड इट लाइक दिस। लिसन टू अस because we bring you amazing stories and interesting facts around the world.
This is a part 2 of the interview with Mihir. If you have missed part 1, please listen to our previous episode.
Okay. So that's Munshiyari. So using until 1971, practically these people didn't even know about that they were part of India.
Yeah, you can say that basically.
Okay. And of course, the Pahari culture, and since because of trading, they are more connected to Nepal and Tibet, which was there in 1962. that country, which should not be named, came into existence.
There's an interesting thing which we discovered, like as I told you, their culture is quite closely related to Nepalese and Tibetans. So what I didn't have in the lower altitude regions or in the Basoli village, so the mutton, they have a mutton delicacy, and they make their own liquor from rice. You can't call it whiskey because the alcohol content is unknown. It's a Deshi liquor. Maybe it's 25%, maybe it's 40%, you don't know.
It depends upon your luck.
We tasted that, and there is a person there called S.S. Panti. He was quite into history, and he was into the welfare of his people, the Bhutiari tribe or the people of Munshiyari region. So he created a museum there to know about all these things. So I didn't know the delicacy of mutton or the rice liquor until I went there. And once I visited the museum, I started searching for it. Where will I get the liquor? Where will I get the mutton? And for that, I had to travel again for 30 kilometers down the Rhine to another village where you get these things more authentically prepared. And that was another journey for 2 hours it took us to get to that village. So again, that's an experience, I would say, because this wasn't planned. Every day it was a new experience to explore. A mutton dish or something different, or some maybe Kaliyat top. So this wasn't on my bucket list.
That's the best part.
Yeah, Abhishek, one more thing that we can say common about Mihir, you and me, that like we can travel to any place for food, Mihir also can travel to any place to find the food. So that is one more similarity between three of us.
We can be poetic about it and say the food finds us.
Yes.
Whenever we travel, the food finds us. May the food be with you. We can be geeky and nerdy also.
Yes.
So, was there a name for this liquor? Because we have people, 40 people who might go there looking for that.
Again, an interesting fact about this liquor. So, in India, we call it daru, correct? So, in Munshiyari, they don't call it daru, they call it daur or medicine. They don't call it a liquor, or they don't disrespect it by calling something vile or it has alcohol content. They give it a more better nature. They call it the medicine that
enlightens
people, the elixir of life.
That's more good.
So you can ask for the daur, local daur, basically, once you go to Munshiyari, and you'll get it. You'll definitely get it, and you will love it. And you will keep on drinking that until you come back.
until you come back to Mumbai for the marijuana sabji.
Or yes. Yeah.
So just a statutory claim. We are not promoting any of it. We are just talking about.
Yeah, we are talking about local culture. We are talking about local culture. It's their culture. We can't do this. Yeah. We are just exploring.
Yeah, it's their culture. We are just visiting. Yes. We are experiencing as a fellow traveler.
So things are getting interesting now. I just want to know what happened after Munsiyari. So where did you go and what was your next stop?
So after Munsiyari, I went back to Almora. First, I came back to Almora, and there's a place near Almora known as Kasar Devi. So Kasar Devi, people might know about Kasar Devi. Swami Vivekananda stayed there, lived there. He had an enlightenment experiences in Kasar Devi temple. And it was on the top of hippie movement since 1920s. So many people know outside of India know Kasar Devi very well. Indians don't know about it. And until 2015, Kasar Devi had again interesting thing. Indians didn't used to get rooms there or accommodations there, because the British guy next to you will be staying there for 1 month, 2 months, or 6 months. He'll be paying more than you, and you'll be staying for 5 days. So why would they give a room to Indian? And after that, the hostels took over, and now you can stay there and experience. So Kasar Devi has a distinct thing in many places in Uttarakhand. The Bageshwar is there, or Kausani is famous for this. So you get a 180 degree view of the all the Himalayan ranges, from Gadwal Himalayas to Nanda Devi, Nanda Kot, Trishul. All these peaks are visible from a single location, and it's extremely beautiful to stay there because it's peaceful. There is nothing there. You are on the ridge from the both sides, and there's nothing between you and the Himalayas. So what's not to like?
Okay. So one question. So the next destination after Kasar Devi?
After Kasar Devi, I moved back to Delhi for a few days. And after that, after staying and getting my clothes washed, basically, after 1.5 months, I moved to Banaras for a few days. I was in Banaras for 7 days. And I experienced Banaras in a different aspect. I was lucky in that because one of my friends stayed in a place called Kabir Chowraha. So I don't understand much, but I'm a fan of Indian classical music. And Banaras Gharana is there, and their families lived there for generations, the Mishras and Mishra. So he used to stay, his house was in the same alley. So everybody knows Banaras is famous for the alleys and the small streets. And he was staying there by luck, or whatever you can say. So every day I used to listen to these beautiful classical vocalists. And every day I used to go to different house to experience some private mahfil. He's singing something else, they're singing something different, as instrument is playing. And that kind of experiences, probably nobody has ever done that kind of thing because of the situation, I think, that happened. But it was so enlightening. You're experiencing the music every day for 7 days, and you get to learn their stories, how they're doing it and why they're doing it, because they're 8, 9, 10 generation artists, and the music is in their family for these many generations, and how they evolved and how they're surviving. That's the beauty of it. And that's why the people, I think, say the Banaras, the city is alive, because of these people, or the generations together, they are doing the same things, or maybe the Aarti people, they are doing the Aartis for same thing, the generations together. That's why the city is alive, I think. And there are few other things I got to experience from the food and the streets. So normally people just go to the main ghats and everything. I went to almost, there are 88 ghats and Ganges, Ganga. and I got to experience about 80 ghats. Every day I used to go for a walk, and I used to experience a different ghat, different people, a different culture.
You know, we have so much things to.
I think I'm in the credit basically because of them doing so many things, so I can pass it on to the other people, mere mortals.
we can use some of them, right, Rajiv?
Yes, we can.
I've done my part, so I think I'm in the credit. I think maybe.
Out of the few things which have been positive and doing well, just like petrol prices. He's also in positive.
Yes.
Maybe reaching 100.
Yes. So you talked about so many things and we would like to experience that. However, because of lockdown, we can't go anywhere. You are lucky that you could go it before lockdown. But still, if any one of us wants to witness this experience or see these visual delights, have you recorded something or is there anything that you would like to share about?
Recently, I did a small presentation for the people like on the Zoom basically to show my journey, a visual interpretation, and I uploaded that on YouTube. You can just go ahead and check it if you want, and I've shared some of my photos on the Instagram as well. You can just go ahead and check them out. You can see the journey, and you can ping me about it if you are going there. I can help you with that, I guess.
So when we come to that question, we'll make sure that we share the link of the YouTube video where Mihir has uploaded his slideshows plus videos, so that you can go and have a visual treat of all the things he has described. And also we'll share the link of his Instagram handle so you could see his other images along with, of course, the workstation.
One more link we will share is the Instagram profile of Sevatithi Tours. So if you want to plan your vacation, you can simply contact them. This is not a promotion of Sevatithi, but if they are going to pay us, we won't mind.
So that brings us to a very important question. So you have told us how you reach there, how you travel, what type of accommodations and what to look for, etc. Now another most important part is the expense. How much? Of course, we are not asking for an exact figure, but what should one expect or keep in mind? And if you can share some tips where they can save money. Where you realize later on that, I could have saved more, or where they should spend more so that they can experience even more.
I would suggest I went to Nainital for 2 days because I think that's the only touristy destination I went to. And even there, I preferred to stay in youth hostel. So youth hostel cost 120 rupees per day. So that's the cheapest accommodation you can find ever. You can spend 120 rupees for a basic things, like you will get, you won't even get your dinner or lunch in 120 rupees these days. So that's what I did. In the hostels and everything, if you stay for like 1 week or so normal price ranges from 500 rupees to 700 rupees per day, everything included, in the most places, lunch and one or two meals are included. If you're staying more, or if you're committing more, even for Sevatithi or other people, if you're staying for 15 days or 20 days, they are willing to give you a discount, a bulk discount of let's say 5,000 rupees or whatever the cost is. They will give you that discount because you're committing to that period. They need more people to come to the places and live there for a longer time, to maybe, let's say, to experience more and to get a steady income per se, if you commit to them. So that's why they know their prices once you're staying for more days. And I would suggest you stay for at least 15 days to experience the culture where we are staying.
What would you say was your expense, an estimate, and this is the amount. So you stayed for total 45 days, you were away?
53
days, you were away. From Kolhapur to, you came back to Kolhapur.
Okay. So even with the air travel, because I booked the tickets so late and everything, because it wasn't planned at all, I returned to home after 53 days. My total expenses was around 60,000 all included. So that's around like 1,000 rupees per day. And I think that's doable for almost, I think so.
I was going to say around 2.5-3 lakh rupees.
Yeah. And I'm actually being stunned when he just said 60,000. I'm like,
1,000 rupees per day. 62,500 or 600 bucks. That's the exact figure from Kolhapur to Kolhapur.
Okay, Kolhapur
guys, if you spend a dime more, you can sue me here.
Yes.
And the address, obviously, also, so you can send me here. If the price is slightly even more, but you don't get to stay more than 60 days.
Yes.
So, Raju, I'm personally very surprised to hear the expense, which is very manageable, and like it's, and plus you are getting paid all the while because you're working. You're not on.
No, that's what you're saying, because 1,000 rupees per day is more than what we get when we work for a company. You know, so definitely, actually, in your own salary, you are going to stay and do the vacation. So when people say that I don't find time to go for vacation, I cannot plan for vacation, this is the best way you can plan the entire vacation, that you are getting paid for it, okay, and you're also enjoying the nature. And now we are so used to with the work from home, and that will stay forever. That's what I believe. Definitely, this is one experience one must try.
So I have a slight sarcastic take on this. That if the employer gets to know that the people are working from such beautiful locations, and now they are loving their job. Isn't the employer in a fix? Because isn't it the employer's job to make your life not heaven, but hell?
I will not make any quote on that. My employer might be listening to it.
Okay. There was a follow-up question to what Rajiv asked about how to make this workcation work. As in, the enjoyment part, yes, we know how to enjoy. But are there any challenges which, regarding getting some work done, which people might face and which they can address before going there, like prepare at least, which you also maybe faced?
When I was there, I was in the peak winters. So I faced some issue with my working conditions, basically, because you are living in a quite modest houses, and because you are experiencing their life, they don't use heaters and everything else. So I had a bit trouble working late night because the temperature is dropping below zero and everything else. So that situation might be different if you're going into a different, maybe summer, let's say for us it's summer, but for them it's not like summer feels. Maybe before the winter, if you're going, that might be an issue. Most of the places you have the internet connectivity, so you have to make up your mind. And I think most important point, even in the work from home situation, is we have become lazy enough to, so we don't do anything, we just start up our job, we'll do this maybe later, and we don't have a schedule. We are stacked up. We start working maybe in the morning, maybe after 10 o'clock, we don't have a schedule. Once you schedule it and once you plan, optimize your work schedule, I think everything is possible. You can explore, you can work, because once you start thinking, I have to work, maybe yes, I have to work 6 hours, but I have 18 hours to spend. or and on this location and to explore. So you start maybe doing those things, because when you're at home, you're not thinking about the extra time you have. That's the mental preparation I think you can make. I have to maximize my time.
So you don't have to plan your vacation, you have to plan your work. That's important.
The vacation comes once you are on the vacation.
Yes. So you need to have that switch on, switch off thing, the so-called switch on, switch off thing that you generally turn on weekends. You have to keep it turning on and off during the entire week also.
Yeah. So I have a last question from my side. You said if you stay longer, of course, anywhere, if you stay longer, if you commit for a longer stay, you will get a discount. This is not exactly for discount I'm asking, but would you recommend a workation in a group or a workation alone? I'm asking your personal preference. Like, what would you, since you have done it alone, but you had a small interesting story where someone showed up unannounced.
So I was in Munsiyari. Munsiyari is about 2,000 kilometers from Kolhapur, and one of my friends, Sushant, he was there in Kolhapur. He was like, "Bro, where are you?" I was like, "I'm 2,000 kilometers away." He's like, "I'll come to you." I said, "It's 2,000 kilometers away. I know you would have come, but it's 2,000 kilometers away. It's basically logistically quite tough to get here." And he told me, "Please tell me the plan, how to come, I'll be there." And he reached there after 2 days. So logistically, it's impossible, but if you want, you can make it. And I don't think you will enjoy it in group per se, because everybody has a different lifestyle and different interest. If you meet a group there, or if you meet a bunch of people, like what we did, we met some 70 people in Munsiyari, because as I told you, like, there were only one hotel and we were all going to Kaliyatop. So we met on the trek. Nobody knew we were living next to each other in Pandey's lodge or the hotel, but we met there and we formed a group. But I don't think working together would be sometimes I felt like my friends should have been here, but in the next thing I realized, they may not enjoy the same pace or life I would have, or they may not have committed to the 53 days part, they would have come back. So if people are interested, they can always join you, but independently, you should not have been dependent. So we are going together, but we are not together. You are doing your own thing, I am doing mine. If it's possible, we'll travel together.
It's like the school projects. People come together and no work done.
No work done.
But they will get this stuff done when they are on their own at their place. So Rajiv, when are you planning your workation trip?
See, Uttarakhand sounds way better because of course, the two delicacies they have served, bhang ki chutney, amarwala. So this is what really we need after this lockdown. So we have vaccination for COVID. We need vaccination for work from home. So this could be the good vaccination. And that's all.
Definitely. I already have few plans running in my brain where and where I should get, not travel to, but get lost in. So that to discover. Already while listening to me.
Abhishek, you should stop watching quotes on Google. And that is pretty bad quote from your side. Lost and found.
Never mind. You need to lose yourself to find yourself.
Yes, that's a bad
quote. You're not lost, you cannot be found. Same as for yourself.
It's okay. We have to conclude this podcast.
Not into a grammar class right now, Rajiv. Let's keep the podcast about our guest and his experience.
So this is for us.
How much you miss me.
So this is the end of our podcast. We are concluding the podcast. If you want to connect Mihir, can you please tell us your social media details?
So you can connect me or find me on Instagram. It's basically what I did. So the handle is workation_persuader. So I think I might have persuaded you. I don't know.
So far, yes.
I am the employer. I'll create a different podcast for this where I come and talk about how I should make sure that my employees don't love the job and hate me.
So you can find me occasional_persuader. That's my handle. You can find me there. And if you need any help, any of you, even Rajiv, you and Abhishek, I'm willing to, happy to help. And if you're going to take me as your partner, I'm willing to come at any point.
That's fine.
The help I need is somebody to pay for my I can carry you anywhere and everywhere. Thank you so much, Mihir, for coming and sharing your experience. I would urge our listeners to go and visit and see Mihir's videos on YouTube, which we'll be sharing in our podcast notes. And since you have heard it, you have visualized it yourself. Now go and experience how the beautiful photos and the videos he has uploaded over there. And we thank you again. You can, listeners can connect with us on our Instagram handle. My Abhishek at Instagram is at no straight face policy. It's no spaces in between. And on Twitter, it is at Kolabhi, KOLABHI, no spaces there.
And my Instagram as well as Twitter handle is private variable, no spaces, no underscore. So
as cliche as it can be.
Yes, but Mihir got it. Why it's private variable?
Exactly. It's a software cliche. Software professionals.
So that's it from this point. Thank you, Mihir, for connecting us.
Thank you for guys having me, and thank you for living my journey and giving me like some better ideas how can I plan my journey better. And really thanks for having me. I would like to share.
On that note, we call it a day, and it's time for tea.